Welcome everyone to the Business Spotlight. This is John Hoscheid, and once again this year I'm at Market Alley Wines in Monmouth, and joining me is one of the owners, Sarah Walters, who along with her husband Jeff purchased this business back in 2017. And of course, it got started back in 2011 and has been going strong ever since. And first thing I want to ask you, Sarah, is congratulations on that. And 2022 was kind of a year where things sort of got back to normal.
Yeah, they really did. I'd say for the most part, we are back to normal. One of the positives that came from COVID is the city has allowed us to continue using the alley outside, which is wonderful. So when weather permits, we have our music outside, and people love to gather out there and enjoy their wine and cheese and live music. So that's definitely a perk. So I'd say we're back to normal.
Now, we're at Market Alley Wines, but you're much more than that. You also have an extensive selection of the browns, and you said bourbons once again continue to be very popular.
Oh yes, we have a great selection of wine, but we definitely also have a great selection of spirits. The bourbon world is still exploding. It's crazy. I call them bourbon hunters. They're all out there looking for those prized bourbons, the unicorns, as you wish. But we also have all the other craft distilled spirits like gin and vodka, tequila. Tequila is huge right now. A lot of people are getting into the tequilas, the craft tequilas especially. It's more than your Jose Cuervo used to be. There are some really good tequilas out there. So we have a good selection of those as well.
And kind of going back to the bourbons, you have your own house bourbons that you feature here.
We do. We were lucky enough to get to do some barrel picks, and so we went to Starlight, which is in Indiana, and we now have three barrels that we've chosen from them. One is a single barrel, one's double oaked, and one is a maple syrup finished barrel, which is really awesome. We also did two picks with Oak and Eden, which is a newer company coming out of Texas, where they actually finish in the bottle instead of in a barrel. So they actually put a wood stave in the bottle, so it's kind of interesting. So we always have those on tap. We make some great old fashions with our Starlight bourbon. We use a thing called proof syrup, and people can't get enough of those. So we are very proud of our barrel picks.
Let's just talk about the wines. Once again, I think when people think of Market Alley Wines, they think of expensive. But you've got something from here to there, so to speak, in different price ranges.
We really do. We really try to pride ourselves in that. We want something for everyone. We have wines that start at $10 and, go up to $300, but we can find whatever you're looking for within your budget, especially if you're giving a gift. I'm getting pretty good at knowing my customers, so when someone will come in, they'll say, hey, I'm buying a gift for so-and-so, and I know exactly what they like, and so that's nice. So we try to have a wide variety. We try to have a lot of different types of wine, so we have everything from Moscato, the sweets. We have the Zinfandels, the Cabs, the red blends. We have it all, so there's pretty much nothing that we can't find to fit your palate.
And one way to enjoy that too is to belong to the Market Alley Wines Wine Club, of which Joe and I are members, and that's very interesting. Each month you get a couple of new bottles of wine to try, and as you said, one time they could be from France, next time South Africa, Australia, California. It really is kind of cool.
It really is. I get to hand select those, and it's fun. We try to do a theme, but it's really a way to get yourself out of your wine drinking box, so to speak. Sometimes we get stuck in a rut. We drink the same thing over and over. So this is a chance for you to explore maybe something that you would not normally pick off the shelf. And we find that 9 times out of 10, I would say people are really excited, and they're, I've never thought of trying, a Gruner Veltliner. I've never even heard of that. Yeah. So it gives people a chance to break out of their boundaries and try something new.
And let's remind our listeners, too, we have the craft beers and just regular beer if that's the way you like to go.
We do. We try to keep everybody happy, so we do carry some of the domestics that people like, but we've found that people, once they try the craft beers, they are pretty surprised, and they would actually rather have that than the domestics. So it's fun. We try to, take care of our customers and give them an experience, so we try to have a wide variety of options and make everyone happy.
Once again, a reminder, you touched on it earlier, entertainment here on Friday and Saturday nights.
Yes, we have live music, local musicians. We're very blessed in our area to have some extremely talented people. So we have live music every Friday and Saturday from 5 to 7.
Well, listen, Sarah, I want to once again congratulate you and Jeff on an outstanding establishment here. I hope a lot of people, if they haven't tried it yet, they will try Market Alley Wines here in 2023.
Thanks so much, John. Always a pleasure.
That's Sarah Walters, who along with her husband Jeff own Market Alley Wines here in Monmouth. Once again, it's a very unique experience, folks. We certainly hope you can try them out here in the new year. And I want to thank her for joining us on the Business Spotlight.